This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump says he's fired National Security Advisor John Bolton. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The president announced the firing on Twitter, saying he told Bolton last night that his services were no longer needed. Trump tweeted that he disagreed strongly with many of Bolton's suggestions, adding, as did others in the administration. He says Bolton submitted his resignation this morning, and he'll be announcing a replacement next week. Bolton was Trump's third national security advisor after H.R. McMaster and Michael Flynn, who was fired for lying to the vice president about conversations with Russian government officials. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he plans to annex part of the occupied West Bank if he wins re-election September 17th. Netanyahu said in a live televised address Tuesday that the strategically important area includes the Jordan Valley and the northern Dead Sea. A member of the PLO Executive Committee, Hanan Ashrawi, tweeted that the annexation would destroy any chance of reaching an Israeli-Palestinian peace accord. The Palestinian prime minister called Netanyahu a prime destroyer of the peace process. Netanyahu is defending his post in a close contest with challenger and former Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz. More than 400,000 Israelis live in the West Bank, settlements considered illegal by international law. Some 2.7 million Palestinians live in the territory. The New York Times and CNN reported Monday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency had a source with high-level access to the Kremlin who played a key role in the assessment that President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign aimed at the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Neither organization identified the source by name, but several Russian outlets did so. This is VOA News. An Iraqi TV channel says the death toll from a stampede in the Shiite holy city of Karbala has climbed to around 30, with over 100 injured. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Part of a walkway collapsed as tens of thousands of people celebrated Ashura, causing a deadly stampede on one of the most sacred religious days for the Shiite sect. The incident occurred towards the end of the procession, causing a panicked rush. Hundreds of thousands of people converge on the holy city, some 50 miles south of Baghdad, for the occasion every year. The somber day of Ashura commemorates the killing of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, the Imam Hussein, by a rival Muslim faction in Karbala. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Income from the median U.S. household finally matches its previous peak, set in 1999. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has that story.
Government figures show that after more than a decade of economic growth, the longest expansion on record, Americans are earning no more than they did 20 years ago when inflation is taken into account. The Census Bureau says median household income rose just under 1% last year to roughly $63,200 when adjusted for inflation. The poverty rate fell to just under 12%. The lowest level since 2001. That improvement stems from the increased income over several years for many workers in low-wage jobs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
British lawmakers in the early hours of Tuesday morning dealt Prime Minister Boris Johnson yet another defeat after they rejected for the second time in a week his bid to try and break the Brexit deadlock with an early general election. Reuters reporter Chris Dignam has more.
Johnson had wanted to hold a snap election in mid-October before a European Union summit on October 17th and before the country is due to leave the EU on October 31st. Even after a law was passed on Monday demanding Britain seek one from the EU unless he can strike a divorce deal. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said the party was eager for an election but would not support Johnson's move to hold one until it was certain a delay to Brexit had been secured.
Mr. Speaker, this government is a disgrace, and the way the Prime Minister operates is a disgrace.
Be quiet.
Parliament is now due to be suspended until October 14th.
That's Reuters Chris Dignam reporting. After declining for more than two decades, the number of violent crime victims in the United States jumped by 22% over the past 3 years. That's according to statistics by the U.S. Justice Department. There were 3.3 million victims of violent crime in 2018. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
It's VOA.
1.